Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get up, get up, get up, it's the Get Up Show.
Yeah, we're here. Hey, it's the Get Up Show, and it's the Simon Says Podcast. I'm Sean. Charlie's here.
Hi.
Maddie's over there.
Hi.
Talking about his body for some reason.
My body.
Yeah, why you being weird? What about it?
I don't know. There's no context.
You okay?
I'm fine. My shoe is off.
There's not usually context from him.
Okay, right now, the hurricane is taking it's really just washing parts of Florida and Georgia away. The streets are rivers down there.
Mm-hmm. It's hitting hard.
They're calling it a king tide, which happens a few times a year where it's already a super fat high tide, and then you put a storm on top of it. Man, I can't imagine.
Yeah, because they're supposed to have that super blue moon tonight, so mm-hmm. the tides are higher than normal.
You got it.
So which hurricane is the one that's hitting now?
Adelia.
Mm-hmm. And isn't there another one coming?
Well, there's always another one coming.
Yeah.
I thought there was another. Never mind.
You think about Jerry?
Maybe.
Might be Jerry. I don't know. I'm making that up.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
You guys have lived in coastal areas and dealt with this stuff.
Yeah, I lived in Myrtle Beach, and but thankfully in the 5 years I lived there, we never had a big one come.
Good. You?
The only one I really remember was the Perfect Storm. You don't remember that?
Well, tell me.
There was the movie. I don't remember what hurricane it was. I just remember that at one point I was outside and we were in the eye.
And George Clooney was in it too.
Wow.
Clooney was there, and so was Mark Wahlberg.
Were they nice?
Yeah, they were great.
I mean, being that it was a stressful time, that really says something about Mark Wahlberg and George Clooney, if they could remain nice.
You know, John C. Reilly was there too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love him.
I love him too.
Yeah, no, it was funny because it wasn't funny. The movie came out. And then I realized, that was what it was. It was when three storms kind of collided, and one of them had rolled over. But it was really rare that something like that would hit up north.
That's why they made a movie about it.
That's why it's called The Perfect Storm.
It was that rare.
It was perfect.
Yeah. And so do you keep in contact with George Clooney and Matt Damon and John C. Reilly?
Well, I hate to break it to you. They didn't make it. I know. Spoiler alert.
It's all holograms and AI. I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it all along. None of the actors are real anymore.
No.
Nah, I used to hate it, man. When I was in Virginia Beach, lived there for like 4 or 5 years, and people would have hurricane parties.
Yeah.
I felt like, how dare you? You need to take this seriously.
Really?
Go home and paint up your windows. Tape your windows shut. Oh, God, yeah. I wasn't in for any kind of hurricane party, man.
I could see
you.
Oh,
we had hurricane parties. The only time I remember like anything that was even a little sketchy was one time there was a tropical storm, and believe it or not, it was named Charlie.
Oh.
And I took my dog and my cat to the radio station with me because I had to be on the air that day. So I took them with me just in case, but it downgraded by the time it really hit, so it wasn't that big.
Whiskers, this room is your litter box.
Well, he did crawl inside the console. I don't know what he did in there.
Oh, it's like being in an engine. They hot spaces. Yeah.
It's really warm in there.
But we're hoping everybody's going to be okay with that, riding the storm out.
Yeah.
It still scares me. No, I was never one for a hurricane party. Like, you guys need to shut up. Sit
yes,
down.
Yes, sir.
Sit down. Put the beer down. Be scared with me. Let's all get in the fetal position in the floor. Come on. Who's with me?
Who's with me crying?
Here's a beer.
Let's weep.
What your favorite food and your taste buds reveal about your personality. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to go through these and you say you like them or you don't. Hot and spicy.
I like it.
No to you. Bitter foods.
No. Not really. No.
Salty foods.
Yes.
Yes.
Sweet foods.
Yes.
Yes.
Tangy foods.
Yes.
Yes.
Savory foods.
Yes.
Okay. So we got a lot of yeses. Maddie, you're a hot and spicy. I'm also a hot and spicy. We're daredevils. We're willing to try almost anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In bed. Oh, wait. This isn't Chinese. This isn't a fortune.
Give me that hot pepper. I'm putting it places. Change doesn't scare you. Ooh.
No. Oops.
Just went off the rails there.
It says change doesn't scare you. Boring does.
I don't know about that either.
No. That's not me anymore. They also say you'll go hotter and hotter and try to resist drinking water. Just because you want to push it.
Never mind. I'm not that guy.
That's not me either, man.
I don't mind. See, that's the thing. I don't mind a little bit of kick, but I mean, there's been times where I'm like, why are we doing this?
The only one that got me like that was either a Reaper. It was one of those that's all hot and no taste.
Yeah.
And I had put it in one of my soups and I was like, why? Why did I turn that soup into a bowl of torture?
Ruined it.
Torture and pain.
My wife still remembers one of our first dates. There was a Thai restaurant downtown in Greensboro where Blue Denim is now. Mm-hmm. And we went out and I ordered something and there wasn't any indication of it being crazy hot. I started eating it and I was like, started dying and turning red and sweating profusely.
But not acting like it because you're trying to impress her?
I was trying to be cool. But then the server/owner came over and was like, are you okay?
Did they really?
Yeah, they really did.
And this was on a date.
Yeah, and I powered through. I mean, I did. I was like, no, it's delicious.
It's just a lot warmer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, the ones that hurt and have no flavor, there's no point in that.
I can handle just a little kick, so I'll say medium.
You're
is about
Tabasco.
As far as I can go. I don't seek out hot sauces, but just like with wings or certain dishes, I can handle just a little heat, but I don't want it to come out my ears.
So you're like a Tabasco level hot, but a jalapeno level hot is too much.
Can be.
So definitely a habanero is way too much.
Oh, man. Heck yeah.
I had that. I bought a thing of that green Yucatero, whatever.
Love it.
I do too, but I forgot that it really lights me up, and it really did. It caused instant problems.
Yikes!
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm gonna make myself a breakfast burrito. I'm gonna put this. You know, I want to put some of this green stuff in there.
Oh yeah. I like to push it. I like for it to be as hot as I can handle it and still taste something. So right. I love a habanero. Any place that makes their own habanero stuff, I'm in. Bitter foods. Now, I like bitter foods.
Name a bitter food.
Broccoli rabe.
That's a good bitter food. Yeah, I love that.
No.
What's the other? What's the one? Arugula.
Yeah.
Arugula is a lovely bitter food.
No.
Bitter foods. Also, coffee, unsweetened chocolate, olives, escarole, kale. Love all of those. They say if you like bitter foods and drinks, you might have a number of dark personality traits.
Now that I can see.
Yeah.
Including selfishness, sadism, and narcissism.
Well.
If bitter tastes are your thing, you may not be only antisocial. You might be a psychopath as well.
That's neat. You're crazy and you want to murder people.
Here's some kale.
Salty foods.
Yes, love.
All right, what's your favorite? I know what it is. I'm going to say it's French fries.
Yeah, or like I actually put extra salt on tortilla chips.
What?
Yeah.
That's nuts. My father-in-law salts a salad.
That's a lot.
I put salt on salad.
He salts pizza. Pizza is all salt.
Yes.
You salt pizza?
Yeah.
It's all salt.
No.
All pizza is all salt. Salty foods. People who love salty foods go with the flow, but they get frustrated with life's little annoyances.
Yes.
Such as not being able to get a spot out of their clothing or getting stuck in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I always love these. It's like, huh? How do you get that from having salty food?
It's science.
Oh, I can't stand it when I can't find a parking space. Where's my salty chips?
This is science.
I need more peanuts.
Huh?
Excuse
you need
me.
More what?
I did that on purpose.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
No, this is science, and don't knock it.
Sure.
You're not a scientist. I don't see your white coat.
How dare you? You don't know what my minor was.
Sweet foods. Mm-hmm. Everybody likes sweets. I don't love sweets. I don't go for sweets. I don't think about it.
I'm not gonna kick them out of bed, but I still like them.
Yeah. I always go salty first before I go sweet.
But if it's there, you know, I'll get around to it.
Yeah.
They say liking sweet foods means you have a sweetheart personality. Well, that's true.
That's none of us.
How dare you? I'm the sweetest sweetheart
you ever
met.
You're like a big teddy bear. Shut your mouth.
Yeah. No, I really am the sweetest. So I'm going to take back what I said about not liking sweet foods, because I'm going to try and make this fit. Tangy. You like tangy?
Tangy.
So what would be an example, like citrusy?
Yeah, like an orange or...
Yes.
I like sour and tangy and stuff. That means you might be anxious, stressed, and on high alert.
Oh, God, that's yours.
Me?
Yes.
I don't understand what you guys see. I don't understand, you know, how you have such a different concept of that.
Yeah, I'm going to go over here and touch the thermostat.
Oh, no.
And I think I might be...
I'm going to go stand in front of the door.
Ooh, I need something tangy.
I'm going to be late tomorrow.
Yeah. Maybe I am a little anxious. Maybe I am a little stressed.
You're a little tangy.
Savory foods. Everybody loves tacos.
Yeah.
Steak. Holy crap. Steak is one of their things they list as a savory food.
Oh, my God. I saw the craziest steak the other day.
Huh?
I meant to send you a picture.
Why didn't you?
Double tomahawk ribeye, but it was connected in the middle. It was like, I don't remember what they called it.
It had two bones?
It was two bones, two steaks. It was like, it was like
a heart?
Big, yeah.
Like a heart with two bones coming off of it?
Like a two-handed meat weapon.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I used to buy those, but it's 100% a show-off move to buy a tomahawk steak.
You're paying for the bone.
You're paying for the bone.
Yeah.
And some people say, oh, it's so much better. The flavor is so much better. Plus, I love to gnaw on a bone. That's great.
All right, caveman.
It's like $30 worth of bone there on your steak.
That's the disappointing thing.
If you love savory foods like taco and cheese, you have a tendency to be a bit serious and have a dry sense of humor. I don't know. Mm. That doesn't sound right.
No.
You're a genius at noticing details, and you use all of your senses, smell, touch, and even sound when eating or drinking.
See, now, that's
true.
That fits me pretty well.
It's important to know, not much research has been given to any of this, they say.
What?
That's my kind of science right there.
Yeah, hey, look, well, what do you think? I don't know, maybe they're stressed.
Oh, let's just write a bunch of stuff down.
I saw another steak thing. It was someone cooking steak in liquid nitrogen.
What? Cooking it.
Like, to sear it. Like, the sear was because of the sub-zero,
it
caused
burns.
Like a crust. Yeah.
It's like a frostbite burn.
How did I end up in steak, like my steak hole?
I like your steak hole,
but
man.
That doesn't seem like that would taste good because it's frostbite burn.
All it's doing is searing the outside, and then you do something else with it. Like, I saw a guy the other day take an industrial blowtorch to a giant, it was probably a 3-pound bone-in ribeye, beautiful, beautiful piece of meat. And he just burned the whole outside with the blowtorch, like every centimeter of the outside of the thing. And then he put it in a low, low oven for 24 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
That thing came out amazing.
I do not have that kind of time.
Yeah.
I saw somebody put up a thing showing that they had Wagyu beef. And it was like $95 a pound or something. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you get that one person. There's way too much fat in that.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about. Was it the Bi-Rate supermarket?
Yes.
And then it comes with a certificate to show you, like, in a handshake from the cow.
Yeah, if you look at that and say there's too much fat in it, that's not for you.
Yeah,
you
can't
have that at all. And I'll bet you'll cook it well done, too.
Oh, God, that hurts. It hurts my feelings.
$95 a pound.
Can't.
I've got one in the freezer now that I bought from this website that I'm waiting for the right moment. It is just beautiful. Oh, so beautiful. It's just, you know, it's almost, you look at it, take a glance, and it's like, is that steak white? All that marbling in there?
But how long do you leave some, like, you can't leave that in the freezer for too long, right?
It's in the freezer, bruh.
No, but you'll
it's fine.
Don't frostbite it.
No.
It
came vacuum sealed with dry ice, so I think they were ready for it to be frozen for a minute.
All right.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice is back and in your face. They want you to know it's pumpkin spice season. If you don't like it tough, shut up.
Exactly.
Which is funny because, you know, I realize, like, I am not a fan of, like, a pumpkin spice coffee, but at the same time, I generally don't drink a lot of, like, the super... Like, the other day, I took my daughter to Starbucks, and I ordered like an iced mocha, and I got it, and it had a big blob of whipped cream on it, and I'm like, well, this is disappointing. This is hard to play
out.
Yeah,
but I didn't want that.
I don't like
that. You have to say no whip.
I didn't even think about it. But
that whole Starbucks thing, man, I refuse. You know, I don't go there anymore anyway because of the waste of money part of it. But when I used to go to Starbucks, I would not say their language.
I still can't get it straight what size I want.
Well, they used to be short, tall, venti, grande, and trenta. Venti and trenta mean 20 and 30 in Italian.
Got it.
That's how many ounces are in each drink.
Oh.
Grande is large. Short and tall, you know, that means what it is. They've taken short off now.
Yeah.
It's offensive.
They thought it was too busy. So tall is the only one offered. You can still get a short if you special order it.
Basically, tall is small.
Basically. But I have never once gone in there and said venti or trenta. Never in my life.
I've never said trenta. I've said venti before.
I'm not going to do it.
But have you ever had them correct you?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
See, I've never, I mean, I'll just be like, give me a medium, whatever. And they don't, I've never had anyone, that's a venti.
No, it's not that they did it.
I'm sorry, that's a grande.
It's not that they did it that way. But if I say, like, I want a medium, and they say, trenta or venti. Yeah, medium. Because I'm not going to do it. Anybody who corrects you in that setting, they're not doing it right.
You're also the black coffee drinker, so you don't like all these fancy kind of drinks. I only go to Starbucks for a treat. It's a treat to me. It's not, it certainly, it would never be an everyday thing.
Like a puppuccino?
But, well, I've done that too, but that's not for me.
I'll give you another example of somebody correcting you. Two. I'll give you two. I was at Winston's Grill 30 years ago. And I ordered some hot wings, and the smarty little waiter, he's like, it said on the menu, hot wings with a side of Roquefort. And I'm from Henderson, man. At that point, I've been living in Henderson since childhood. I'm like, I don't want Roquefort. I want blue cheese. So instead of Roquefort, could I get blue cheese? And he straightens his tie and goes, that's the same thing, sir.
It is.
Neat.
I know it is.
Yeah.
But you don't say that.
You didn't
that.
Know that?
No. My buddy who's a waiter, I was like, how would you handle that? He's like, oh, there's no difference.
No, I wouldn't have corrected you, but
I would just said, okay.
Yeah.
And bring you the rope.
Right.
Because that's what it is.
That way. I'd be like,
oh, I do like a nice pretentious response to something. Uh-huh. That's always nice.
The other one is, y'all like soft crabs?
I've never had
when
them.
When you make them.
They're so good. On restaurant menus, they always say soft shell crab, but on the Eastern Shore, we always just call them soft crabs. Mm-hmm. Never use the word shell.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I ordered some at a restaurant. I said, I'm going to have the soft crabs. And the waiter goes, you mean the soft shell crabs?
No, I want you to soften up some of the hard shell crabs.
But maybe he was asking you to make sure he was giving you the correct order.
Yeah, right.
He might have been.
Smuggy Smuggerson. With his smirking smirkiness.
But that's the thing. Like, what's the point? Like, what? I mean, what were you getting out of that other than having this?
With the Roquefort and the blue cheese, that was unnecessary. But with the soft shell crabs, he might have just been making sure he was ordering what you actually wanted.
So hey, this dummy out here wants some soft crab.
Yeah. Yeah, different from the other kinds of soft crabs that they have. I'd like a soft-eyed crab.
Well, maybe you would like your crabs cooked softly.
Look, stop defending him. He's not here for you. He doesn't have anything for you.
Waiter, wherever you are, I'm on your side.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
But the reason we got on to the pumpkin spice, this, you know, this campaign to shove it down your throat, you know, you can't not have pumpkin spice because it's everywhere. It's in everything. They're sneaking it into stuff now. It's in your gas. You go put gas in your car, pumpkin spice in there.
It smells good.
You get an oil change? They ask you if you want pumpkin spice.
Yeah, pumpkin spice oil change. What about your wipes?
That's what I was getting at.
Dumpkin spice.
Well, I mean, it might make the room smell better.
I don't know. Are you going to have that part that you need wiping out in the room where it's going to be obvious?
Yeah, I was going to say, how long is it exposed?
Hello, my bottom's out. Is it still pumpkin-y?
Well, I'm expecting some good things tonight. Better freshen up.
Look, you guys, I mean, after you're finished and then you use your dude wipes, the room itself that you've been in...
Yeah,
might
but the wipes don't
stinky.
Really do much to help that. Yeah.
Hey, have you tried them?
My bottom is highly aromatic.
Have you tried the pumpkin spice dude wipes to know if it made the room smell better or not?
Do you like nutmeg?
Well, there's a little bit of allspice in here.
See, my feeling.
A little bit of clove.
I don't think spice belongs in that area. I think that word in that area should not be
not
together.
Hot spice.
You don't know.
It's have not
you,
spicy. Oh,
wait, as a wise woman just said, have you tried it?
Wait, it's Nashville hot wipes.
Those hot, I'd be scared of.
Hot cinnamon baby wipes from the makers of jalapeno eye drops.
Fireball.
Eye drops.
I bought these wipes.
Hot.
I went to the Dollar Tree and they had these like it was fancy looking packs. They were so neat looking. And it was, I think they were called Dude Wipes. I'm not sure.
That is a brand. I mean,
that's a brand.
But yeah. I was like, wow, these look great. Like, freshen up. You know, it's hot outside. Wipe your brow, whatever. Open that thing up. They were so, it was like turpentine strong. Huh. I was like, where are you going to put that? Where are you going to put that? It doesn't hurt.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, generally, I like to think that everything is taken care of without the need for the wipe. But I don't.
What did Daniel Tosh tell you?
Yeah.
Always wipe?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Besides peeing sitting down, was that it?
Yeah, always wipe.
I got it. I mean, that's kind of what I was taught from an early age. I just feel like this whole thing, it's now gotten to the point where they're doing it to be funny. I think we're now at the point where they're just putting pumpkin spice on everything.
Because people will buy it.
Right.
Yeah.
It
out of humor.
It has worked that a lot of things have sold extra because of pumpkin spice.
Well, it's like, at Teeter, they have like a whole wall of stuff.
I know. I got those pumpkin spice sunglasses. I just hope I don't leave them somewhere.
My pumpkin spice Crocs.
Hey, is this the pumpkin spice lost and found? So I got these two old school knife sharpeners. And I've turned into an artisan. You do yours. You edge up your knives.
I do. And I have found a new one that I keep seeing pop-up ads. Have you seen the one where it's like a magnet that locks your blade into a certain angle and then you roll this thing back and forth?
That's old school. That used to be how they would do straight razors.
Okay. Because it's like the sharpener is on the end of the rolly thing and you just roll it up and down. I just use a stone, but I love it.
I've got a stone that's like a butterfly knife. It's so cool. You can zip, zip, zip,
really?
zip, zip, zip. Yeah. and then it's a long stone. But anyway, I've been taking these old knives of mine, and every time I'm in the kitchen, I could be doing anything, getting a glass of water. I think I'll sharpen a knife because okay. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
And they get so sharp. They're all like razors now.
I do love that.
But look, there's a cut. Where's some more? There's a cut.
Well,
there's a cut.
What was the knife? Oh, you bought one of that cleaver you got, where it's like the second you got it, you were like,
oh, yeah.
You cut yourself like five times.
Opening it.
There were so many robbers that were going to break into your house, but they've now changed their mind.
Good. Damn it.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. I cut myself opening that, and I got a sweet knife for Christmas from my sister a couple years ago and cut myself opening that.
But now, knife.
I'm telling you, man, I was wiping off one of those new razor sharp knives and cut myself right there and had to wrap it up and put crazy glue in it.
Did I tell you I had to stop using one of the ones that you got me because I couldn't stop cutting myself? And it was because it was one that had it had a serrated blade at the on the top.
Oh, the Japanese fish knife.
Yeah, but the problem was is that I always will put like with instinctively I'll put my hand on the top of the knife or I'll move my hand like at a reflex or when I'm doing something, like go to chop or whatever, and I kept stabbing myself with the top saw.
You just won't learn?
No. It takes a lot. I don't have that much blood. I don't have that much blood to lose.
Just dull up that part.
It's like a saw blade.
It is a saw.
It's not it's like a teethy, real extra teethy.
Dull it up.
It's for cutting fish heads off.
Is that what that was for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fish knife.
Fish heads?
Roly-poly fish heads. I found out they can wear sweaters and they can play baseball. I was no way. All right. So what do you guys think about stuff you should and shouldn't do at the beach? Is there a rule? Do you have things that if somebody does it at the beach, they should be asked to leave?
Oh, dude.
Oh, sure.
I cannot stand when people smoke at the beach. That drives me absolutely crazy. It doesn't matter because then inevitably there's butts everywhere over the beach.
I know.
If they clean up their butts, I mean, they're outside.
Back to
it doesn't
wipes.
Matter.
Like, speaking of wipes.
It's like the same people who smoke on a nature walk. It's like you couldn't wait. You needed that now.
No, if you're like, didn't you used to be a smoker?
Way
back. You only smoke when you were drinking? Because people who smoke, I mean, if you're out on the beach all day, you're hanging out. It's not like you're hiking. You're sitting there. You're not doing anything, and you want a cigarette.
I got to get my tan.
I don't think there should be smoking on the beach. I think that there should be, that's one of the things. Like, you're not supposed to have alcohol on the beach. You shouldn't be smoking on the beach.
Well, you should have alcohol on the beach, and you should be allowed to smoke.
No.
Yeah.
One of the things, like the number one thing, smoking wasn't one of the big ones, but putting your towel down and sitting too close.
Don't sit right on, unless there's just no room.
Right. Exactly.
That's the number one.
Here's a full empty beach and you sit next to me.
Right.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Shaking off your sand onto other people.
Yeah.
That goes along with the right next to you. Yeah.
Littering.
Don't litter. Pick up all your trash.
And PDA. PDA at the beach is considered one of the top no-nos. It makes people crazy when they're at the beach trying to live their life.
I think it's because they mean when excessive PDA, because there are some people who get out there and they get kind of randy and they forget that there are people all around them and they start rolling around on the beach towel.
Or they didn't forget. Maybe they're one of those people.
Did you see the video, things that you shouldn't do on the beach? There's always someone who digs a hole or whatever. There was one of a guy who made it. There was like water and then...
Yeah, he dug a trench.
He dug a trench and the next thing you know, it turned into a raging river.
Yeah, it washed it away.
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
They said it happens every so often.
Mm-hmm. Like, it was funny.
You really got to work at it.
This guy, he dug a little trench. So it started out as like this cute, look at a little stream. And by the end of the video, it had washed. I mean, it was like...
Raging.
I mean, 20 feet wide.
Yeah. It was high tide.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was super fast water.
Yeah.
It was not like cute.
I was at Emerald Isle one time, and there was a place like that where there was like a little channel. The ocean's here, and there's a little channel over here, and it was real still. And I was like, well, that'd be perfect for the baby. Let's go over there and roll around. So we go over there, and we're rolling around in the little, canal water, and we're having fun and playing. And this guy walks up, and I was like, what does he want? And he was some kind of environmental official who said, hey, you guys probably don't want to be playing around in that water. That's contaminated with sewage, and there's eels in there.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh.
Now
come on,
you
baby.
Tell me.
Come on, baby. Let's play this eel poop water.
Daddy, what's the snake?
Oh, wait, that's not the snake.
Yeah, but they, you know, you got to be careful digging holes at the beach anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, not only because it's bad for like the sea turtles and stuff, but just people step in them and.
And they'll fall in on you.
Yeah.
But yeah, they say if you dig one, fill it up because, you know, lifeguards and stuff fall in those all the time. I hadn't been to the beach this year yet.
I went to a lake.
That's not the beach.
It had a beach.
No.
It had sand.
That's not a beach.
That's close enough.
P.U.
No. No, I've been once. You.
And how was your beach experience? Was there sand being shook on you? Was there smoking? Was there PDA?
None of those things. It was perfectly fine.
Was there a big ol?
Big ol?
Oh. What's your Pepsi news, man? What's the deal with Pepsi this week?
They're giving away free Pepsis. It's their 125th birthday. Actually, it started Monday.
Mm.
So you can get a Pepsi up to $2.50. So there's limitations on your Pepsi. And then you got to basically show proof of purchase and you claim your money. So I think it's basically one of those things. You go and you buy it. You say, look what I did. And then they send you
a coupon.
$2.50.
Yeah, hoping that no one will do it. So they'll save all their money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you know that Pepsi has changed their logo again? Just this week, last week?
Oh, yeah.
They're really simple. It looks kind of like one of the ones they had in the 70s where it's just block letters inside the circle.
Mm-hmm.
They have changed their logo so many times.
They actually have, and they don't change it drastically, but they update it and change it and in and out. And
if you look at Coca-Cola and their logo and look at it now, guess what? It hasn't changed.
It's basically the same.
Yeah. The reason that Pepsi changed their original logo in the 50s was because, well, it was the 60s when they changed it, because it looked so much like Coke with that script.
Oh.
The cursive.
Mm-hmm.
The older Pepsi logos, between Pepsi and Cola, you'll see a colon, two dots. That's pre-1940.
Mm.
After 1940, there's one dot.
Yeah.
And then later, no dot.
Yeah.
That's how you age. When you're out, you know, shopping for your antique Pepsi items.
Yeah. I can tell the age by the dots.
Yes.
Now you know.
Like counting the rings.
And the script.
Yeah.
I don't understand, like, when people change their logos and stuff like that. Like, what's the point?
They, I mean, is it really necessary? Refresh.
I guess it's to grab attention, you know?
I was like, yeah. Harris Teeter changed their logo. And it's like, you think about how much money it costs to change all the packagings and all the products and all the signage.
Millions.
And everything. So like when you got something like Pepsi that's even bigger than that, it's like you've got to change. Then again, I mean, they're not going to pull everything right off the shelves, but it's still.
Well, Teeter changed theirs, but they didn't. It's very similar to the old one. It's just understated, isn't it?
I just don't get when it's like, if you have brand recognition on something, why change your name or why change the way you look? It's like, just leave it the way it is. It's obviously, you know, working this long.
People work their whole lives to get a brand that's recognizable, and then they change it. There's a powder out there that people are trying.
Yeah, there is.
Not that kind.
My guy can't get none.
It's a powder that makes tequila taste like water, they say. It's called Fizzer.
Is that a good thing?
Why would you want that?
It's not.
That sounds dangerous.
Because some people are weak. Some people can't stand the taste of a shot of tequila.
Well, then don't drink tequila.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, that's pretty much the answer right
drink
there.
Drink your White Claw. Go on.
Oh, man.
Get your Zima.
My wife bought some of those Twisted Teas. Those
like
are
them?
Delicious. Yeah.
This Fizzer stuff, it's a sachet of powder. You drop it on your tongue, and it fizzes and foams in your mouth. While it's fizzing and foaming, you do your shot of tequila. It conceals the taste of the poison, making it taste like nothing, they say.
I do not understand. This is terrible.
It is.
Especially, like, I mean, for people who are alcoholics or whatever, they'll just be like, they'll just grab anything, pour some Fizzer on their tongue.
But then wouldn't it also, you would still get the throat burn, wouldn't you? I mean,
it's got B vitamins, ginseng, a pinch of caffeine, zero sugar. A guy says he tried it. It also increases your energy.
So it's good for you.
That's what they say. It increases your energy and your cognitive awareness. So you're getting drunk less drunk. You're getting drunk smart. I don't know.
You're getting drunk with lots of energy and vitamins.
This guy says he tried it. It tasted like sherbet. And he says usually when he takes a shot of tequila, it's a 10 out of 10 on the This Is Horrific scale. When he put the Fizzer on his tongue, it brought it down to a 3 out of 10.
I don't understand who's out here doing shots of tequila that hates it.
I know.
Is it only tequila?
Like, no, it's any of them. Vodka, whatever.
Oh, so I wonder if it would make Jaeger taste good.
Ew.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Nothing makes Jaeger taste good.
I don't think you could do that.
Excuse me. I've come to this high-end sampling bar. I would like your finest tequila. Hold on. Let me put my fizzy stuff on my tongue.
I want you to open that 150-year-old bottle of Johnny Walker.
Yes.
Now, hold on. Let me get my fizzer.
I don't like the taste. Hold on. Let me hold my nose.
Oh, this tastes like charcoal. Hold on, let me go to the car and get my fizzer. Thank you for this $200 shot.
Right.
You're right. That's not for, I mean, it's not smart. You're either going to drink too much or you shouldn't be drinking at all with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Martha Stewart's killing the planet to make a drink.
Everybody's so mad at Martha, and she didn't even do it.
I know.
Was that her iceberg? Her traveling iceberg?
Yeah.
She's on a cruise.
Yeah.
And she's going from Iceland to Greenland, which I bet would be brilliant.
Yeah,
that would be
gorgeous.
So much fun. And she said, we even, what was the word she used?
We actually captured a small iceberg for our cocktails tonight.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, and it's sitting on a little cart.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so people are mad at Martha. Now, I'm telling you, I have a strong feeling she did not go out into the ocean with her tongs and capture that iceberg herself.
Absolutely not. It's a chunk about as big as a large football, maybe.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
It wasn't that big of a chunk. But
I think it's more like a toaster.
Okay.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
People are mad.
What size bread box?
Average
size bread box?
Yeah, average, you know, like a single loaf.
Who has a bread box?
I think it's probably about the size of a small bread box.
So like but a if half you got, loaf?
If you got a... It depends,
an artisanal round
loaf? Wait, what size loaf?
I mean, a mini...
Oh, now you're talking about a real small bread box. No, it's bigger than that. So yeah, it's bigger than a bread box.
Can I get back to
Please
Martha?
Please do.
People are mad at her first because of, oh my God, our planet is in flames and you're going to be taking ice off the icebergs and we're melting down, global warming, yada, yada, yada. And then second of all, I saw someone say, I've seen enough caviar lately as I struggle to buy groceries. And it's like, dude, don't be mad at Martha for being rich.
Guess what? You can get caviar at the grocery store. You just don't shop right.
Martha did her stuff. Martha can live rich if she's
Martha,
rich.
Martha.
Exactly. Leave her alone.
Why do people get mad? Like if someone's got a certain amount of money or they're flaunting their wealth, there's always people like, and I'm over here starving. Well, do better. Try harder.
Hey, listen to him. He's got it.
Right.
He's on the trolley.
I mean, I wish I was as rich as Martha. I'm absolutely not. But I'm not mad at her for all the things she did to get there.
God, I wish I had a little iceberg right now.
I'm mad at her for other reasons.
Oh, what? I had that
for hanging
iceberg,
out with Snoop.
And then it sank my little Titanic.
Oh.
Little Titanic. Iceberg straight ahead.
I heard that the little tiny band played as it sunk in the little tiny water.
Smallest violin.
And there was a little tiny door, but Rose fit on it by herself and would not let
Jack
in his space.
You know damn well little tiny Jack could have been on that little tiny door and survived that little tiny crash. Don't you? Hey, listen, we would love to hear from you and have you be a part of this podcast. Be sure you click it, you like it, you live it, you learn it, you know it, and you call us anytime, 336-373-0987. We'll get calls back on here next week. I got some, but we're going to save them because we got on a roll talking about bread boxes.
Now, wait. Are you talking about like a small like a seeded loaf, or more of
dude,
like
dude? They
a
don't make bread boxes
sandwich,
to fit your specific loaf.
Like a sandwich bread,
or
like well, a baguette. Like, I mean,
what
it's kind long. Of,
what kind of sandwich? Like what's on it?
And I mean, might generally be able to, like some loose meat and
loose meat. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's probably a mid-sized bread box.
All right.
Yeah. So I think that the ice was bigger than that size
bread box. Got
yeah. And now a roll top bread box, that'll.
Wooden or metal?
Both.
Ah. Yeah. I used to have a metal one.
The box is wood and the slider is metal. And that thing, it looks smaller than it is.
Ah, I know what you're talking about. The antique-y one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It'll hold more bread than you think. So
it's bigger on the inside.
Yeah, that's right.
Like a TARDIS.
You would really have to, you know, do some math on that because, like I said, it looks small from the outside, holds a lot of bread on the inside. So that bread box might be as big as the iceberg.
Do loaf of breads have the same number of slices of bread per loaf?
Depends on.
I've
mean,
never counted.
Okay,
I mean,
which
are
kind?
We talking about your artisanal?
Yeah, answer the lady.
Round traditional half loaf? Bagged bread, like an Arnold.
Is it sandwich bread or is it? regular bread?
Well, yeah. It would have to be sandwich, obviously.
No, God. They're different size
loaves. So many dumb questions.
Okay, final thought, Charlie.
I'm shoving you both in a bread box and locking the door.
What's yours?
I gotta go get my Nashville hot wipes.
Next time. Get up, get up, get up. This is a Get Up Show.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.